This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Week 1 College Football Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. No need for me this week, friend, because I picked the upset last week. Mm. Was it an upset, though? With ukulele on the team.
No.
Is it an upset?
It's possible he'll go down as the worst quarterback in college football history. Because he's been so bad for three teams. Really good teams.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Clemson?
Florida State would have been in the playoff last year had it not been for an injury, right?
They should have been in anyways.
And then Clemson was just coming off of a title.
Mm-hmm. Florida State lost 15 guys also. I'm just saying they're not. It's not the same national title team. They should still be great. They should still be great.
They reloaded. What was it? Two touchdowns they should have won by?
Easily. Listen, two touchdowns.
We'll eat some crow, right?
Yeah.
Florida State, they're touchdowns. Soft. They're bitches. They I hate that like, I have to defend them like as bitches. A UCF fan, okay? Fuck Florida State. They've made us look like idiots. But it wasn't DJ's fault.
Oh my God, it wasn't.
I mean, he's not a good quarterback. I understand that. He's not a good quarterback. But that game was not on him. Their offensive and defensive line got bullied. And there is a path, though. They can still make the playoffs.
I don't think so. And we'll get to it because they're playing again this Monday night. And I don't know that they come out of that.
You just can't reason with liberals. You can't.
The other thing, too, is they're making Florida State play this week after coming back from Ireland.
Yeah, that's a short week. I guess technically it's not because they're playing.
They play Monday.
Monday, right?
They play Monday,
You get seven full days off.
Yeah.
But still, man, you lose two from the trip. Not like one to actually travel. That's eight. I don't know. How long it is? There's no flights from Ireland to wherever the fuck Florida State is, right?
Tallahassee. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Like you got to fly into Jacksonville, probably.
Yeah.
And just drive.
And then drive 2 hours. I mean, that's
a 15-hour flight with a connector, but they might have gotten private for that.
It's possible. Yeah, maybe the ACC may have paid for it because this is a promotion.
ACC. No, the PIF probably did. I mean, they're in bed with the Saudis, so.
Well, maybe somewhat. I mean, that's to charter a full flight private to Ireland has got to be $200,000 probably, right?
And by the way, that's not like a PJ with, you know, a Kardashian and six of her friends. Like it's 150 people.
It's a big boy plane. Yeah. The other thing too that you have to keep in mind,
that's just
is,
a shitty day.
Well, and you're flying back losers.
Yeah.
With your quarterback who's probably sitting in the back of the plane next to the toilet on his own. Yeah.
Is there a worse feeling as a fan traveling that distance to see
especially
your,
that's if you,
all upset. I could think because especially that was 90% Florida State fans.
Yeah, especially if you only brought Florida State gear to wear.
Yep.
And you're wearing that shit on the way back and everyone's like, oh.
It was loud in the stadium too. Yeah.
It's a cool stadium.
No, it was beautiful. It looked beautiful on television and it was a great opening week game. Enjoyed the shit out of it. You know, typically we go through what we got right and what we got wrong. There was only four games last week. I passed out before the Hawaii game. What was the final of that?
They did not cover.
All four dogs covered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every single dog covered last week.
Timmy Chang and the boys didn't get it done.
What was the over? Did they make that? What was the final score?
I don't
score?
Know if they did make the over.
Montana State beat New Mexico.
They were down 15 or 17
or
something.
Yeah, they scored 21 points in the fourth quarter.
But no, but they were down that 17 with 6 minutes left.
Yeah.
Holy shit. What was the final of the Hawaii game?
SMU barely scraped by in Nevada. I thought that would be a like Bob. I don't know if
Bob loves SMU.
They should have lost.
Yeah, they should have. Yeah, I watched that game. Like I had money shit, on that dude. Game. They yeah,
that, like that game was in Vegas, right?
It's in Reno.
Yep. Oh shit! Oh god!
I lost that game on a 13-point teaser.
So
too.
I will say this: that is my fault for underestimating the fact that SMU was opening the season in what we like to call in the outside the top 25 a spooky place.
Is Reno a spooky place? It's
not. Anywhere in the mountains is spooky. It's anywhere not. In the mountains or the woods Bob, is spooky.
This is Bob backstopping the fact that he said SMU had a chance to win the ACC.
They do. Yeah.
They, no. do not.
They do.
They do. Not. They looked awful. No.
Who's in their way besides Florida State, who you think is ass, and Clemson, who I think is mediocre?
I think Clemson's ass as well. The whole ACC is pretty bad.
The whole ACC's ass.
Both of those teams are better than SMU.
And I think Miami also beats them as well if they play each other.
Maybe they've got a $10 million quarterback now.
I do think Miami's
the final
okay.
score on Hawaii Delaware State was 35-14, so it's 29.
Oh, fuck.
It's not that great.
No.
But what was the.
Oh,
what,
actually, the over what, the over covered. That's fine.
What was the line?
The line was.
Like 56? 50, or,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was a. Maybe HBCU, right? That had to fly all the way to Hawaii and they got delayed and.
They
mean,
missed their flight. They, yeah. They, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But this week should be a blast, man. I'm looking forward to it. You and I will be at two different games this weekend.
Well, we'll be at one game.
Courtesy of MyBookie.com. That's not true, D'Anthony. We'll be at Illinois.
Yeah, no,
that's
I know.
A,
we'll...
That's a good game.
It's who they're playing?
Western Illinois?
Yeah.
Look, Hard AF Seltzer's serving there. We're doing a live show outside the stadium. We got free tickets, free booze for all of you.
I'm fine with
free merch.
I'm fine with Illinois. They're not going to win a bunch of games, but they're a fucking real football team.
It'll be fun.
In a real conference.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You need to get a photo of Bert holding up a Hard AF can.
Yeah, you got to get Bert.
Bert?
Bert Bielema.
Yeah.
What? Oh, that'd be great.
Who?
Yeah.
Bielema.
He's a good coach, man.
He's not.
Who the fuck is that?
Bert Bielema.
Coach.
Brett. Yeah, the head coach.
His name's Brett, but everyone calls him Bert.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't know anybody's names.
Yeah, let me pull up this tailgate real quick here, and I'll read it off of where exactly we are. Come and meet us. We'll be there at 4 p.m. If it opens a little earlier, that'd be fun. We'll see. But the address is, so it's at the Grange Grove outside Memorial Stadium in spot 87. So Grange Grove outside Memorial Stadium right there. Bob's got it up on the big screen there.
It's impossible to miss. So.
Tailgate space 87. It's one of those fancy things that you order in advance and they set it up for you. So it'll be a blast. It'll say Drinking Bros Podcast on it. Join us. We'll have, you'll be the first ever. Shit, we've never had it out of the actual can, I think. So this will be the first time ever that we got the 16-ouncers. One of our listeners is here. Hey, will you grab that can for me, that orange can off of the thing, and then you can swing on around the back? This is an OG listener right here. He's got the Meat Pony shirt on.
Oh, God.
We'll have him on Drinking Bros for the Drinking Bros.
I wonder if he has the
show. Thank you.
I wonder if he has
come on and back and wave here to the YouTube people. This just, it looks inappropriate. 16 ounces. God damn it. It feels huge.
I wonder if he's got the Dolphin Rape shirt, too.
Do you have that shirt? Yeah, he does.
Yeah, because there's a story on Fake News this Thursday.
About a dolphin rape?
Just make sure you tune in.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, 16 ounces. God damn. People are going to get blackout at this. But we're getting tickets all together. That way we can all sit together and hang. Anybody who was at the University of Miami game last year, we did that with about 50, 60 people. And it was a fucking blast. We all sat together. The hilarious thing is it was a Miami game. And they had a pretty decent opponent that week. And we got tickets like on the 30-yard line, like walk up at bottom. Like it was
nobody goes to Miami football games.
No, it's very, very odd. But we had fun with the listeners, and that was a blast. This is a different story. Illinois will be fucking raging, for Christ's sakes. Mm. This is right on campus. It's a blast. All the bars and all that stuff are right around there, and we'll be served in a lot of them. Shit, if you're there right now, it's in stores all over campus. So you can go and buy it and try it before we even get it, for Christ's sakes. But we're bringing free ones to the game, and then obviously we're served inside the stadiums, all their stadiums, for the next 3 years at the University of Illinois. Looking forward to that. Also looking forward to the Thursday night game. I know this is our first week doing it this year. Remember the rules. We do the ranked teams, top 25. They do outside the top 25. Bob and Delco over there. first ranked game of the week.
And I just want to set the tone for the season here. If you bitch and moan about your team not getting covered here, we will send a wild animal with AIDS to your house.
Yeah.
Make the top 25 or don't talk to me.
That's it.
It's that simple.
It's that easy.
If my team drops out of the top 25, it's off.
Yeah.
It's just the way it
is. If Ohio State is out of the top 25, sorry, they're not good enough. Fuck, I even told you that last year, game two, after I saw Kyle McCord. I was like, they're not good enough. You write them off the rest of the fucking season. All right. Thursday nights, NC State coming in at number 24 in the nation against Western Carolina. It's going to be live on the ACC Network, Dirtbags. All the spreads, by the way, are from mybookie.com here. This is NC State minus 33 and a half. Absolutely not. Do we have a spread for Illinois, Bob? Look up the Illinois spread. They're not ranked. I would rather bet this on a Thursday night, the Illinois game, rather than Western Carolina at NC State.
I mean, this is that's a big boy opening week.
Yeah.
Who's tuned up for this? That's a 47-14 game.
You and I have been to this stadium. We went to see Trevor Lawrence there. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, he put up 35 in the first quarter.
First quarter.
Illinois
35-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Illinois is a 28-point favorite.
All in.
Over-under is 45.
Okay, all in.
45.5.
I'll knock that down a half a point and give me Illinois at 27.5. All in. Let's go. We're there. Hard AF Seltzer is going to be there. People are going to be screaming their faces off. Let's go. NC State at 33 against Western Carolina. I'd say no. I wouldn't do this if I were you.
Yeah.
You know? Skip this one because it's opening week. Who knows? NC State, to me, feels like they got in from last year.
Yeah.
When you're on this fringe 23 through 25 range right there, we don't really know.
Even during the season, it's sketchy sometimes. But week one, fuck no.
Yeah.
Because I think, for example, I think Kansas is better than 22. I think they're a teens.
Yeah.
Like high teens. But you, who the fuck knows yet?
Exactly. And then Bob, Missouri's up here next. Number 11 against Murray State.
I think Missouri is a solid 11. They might be a 9, 8 or 9. Defense is really good.
So,
and it's going to, like, that'll persist through the season. They brought a lot of people back. That defense is really good.
The offense brought back everybody.
Yeah.
And,
but they're not like an offensive forward team. Now, if they can perform, if they can overachieve on offense, look, we're not going to make any fucking wild statements here or anything, but they could do well this year.
I actually really liked Missouri last year. Yeah. I think they should be probably 8, if I'm being honest here.
I think 8 or 9, yeah. I mean, we'll see.
I'll never forget, dude. I watched that Georgia game last year, and they were working Georgia over. That kid made a really bad interception.
They play fucking tough. Inside the SEC, they play tough.
And it was
shit
at Georgia, and they had no problem hanging. I think they scored 28, and they were driving the field with a chance to go ahead in the fourth quarter. And then, who's your quarterback, Bob?
Brady Cook.
He threw it right into a defensive lineman's gut, which those guys never get interceptions. It was just a piss poor play, and it cost them the entire game. But they were in it till the last 5 minutes of that game, and they very easily could have beat Georgia. He just looked nervous at
them. I think this is a 10-11 win team this year, honestly. I mean, the only game I see on this schedule that's a big problem is Alabama.
At Alabama.
Yeah. At Alabama,
By the way, Brady Cook, who he had a great year last year, but maybe he'll any jitters will be gone because he is, if you can move to the screen here, currently a First Form sponsored athlete.
Oh
shit!
Fuck yeah, we
give
can get him
round
on the show
of applause.
Then.
Hell yeah.
I'll call Andy and see about getting him on the show.
We'd love to. One. I didn't know that was for First Form. Fuck yeah,
I mean,
we'll get him on the show.
Out of St. Louis, so
yeah.
They reach right out to him.
Yeah. Columbia's at what, an hour away?
Hour and a half, yeah.
So we can't sponsor athletes, by the way, because we're an alcohol now.
That and they're not, like, half of them aren't even fucking 21 yet.
And that's why we can't.
Except for Michael Penix.
Correct.
He's 75 years old.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you. I think, especially with this schedule, they're going to beat. We'll see if A&M's still ranked on that October 5th game. They're going to win that game, even in College Station. They're going to win that game. And then Oklahoma, another one. They have that one at home on the 9th. We'll see if Oklahoma's ranked or where at that point. And some of these other games, some of these teams might jump in. Like, it's not South Carolina late in the season. Very often jumps into the top 25, 23, 24, something like that. That's another ranked win potential. And then we'll see about Auburn or Arkansas if they make it into the fucking top 25 too. Those could be fucking like 4 or 5 ranked wins, 10-11 win team.
Hugh Freeze is a good coach.
I'm worried about that. Auburn game is the dark, like the sneaky trap.
At least
game
it's at home though.
Yeah,
right.
Hugh Freeze is.
But then you got to go to Alabama the next week. At Alabama the next week, that's going to be a that's going to be in your head a little bit.
Auburn should have beat Alabama last year. Yeah. I mean, that it was a miracle to win that fucking game.
But either way, on this game, Murray State, there's no fucking spread on this, obviously, because Missouri's going to win by 50 fucking points. They're not going to put a spread on them.
Yeah, is this an FBS school? Murray State?
I'm not sure. They are FCS. They're D1 in basketball, but I'm not
decent wrestling program.
There's no way they're fucking.
They're Missouri Valley, which actually I think is FBS.
No, it's FCS.
FCS, okay.
Yeah.
And it's at home. I mean,
You should win by 80.
This is just a like.
It's a tune-up, man. They're gonna. They might only score 35 to 40 points.
Yeah. So actually, I will say this: we had two tune-up games last year, like against shitty teams. Did not play terribly inspired or well. I read later that they basically didn't open the playbook for those games. They didn't do anything. You know what I mean? Like, it was pretty vanilla.
Right.
Because why?
Yeah. And I agree with it. Just keep everybody healthy. I think, and when you see the bigger teams like this, because I have Missouri going to the playoffs this year with the 12-team system now. So I think they'll be in. I think two losses on this schedule, and I think they'll be in. Potentially only one loss.
You're not factoring in that Rob's a fan of Missouri.
I know, but I watched them play. Like, I bet on them a lot last year,
right,
actually.
But I'm just saying, like, just ultimate disappointment right here. He has expectations.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No. Look, they'll never win a title or anything. Let's not.
They're not going to make the playoff.
Maybe not. Because there is potential three losses out there. Auburn, Oklahoma, A&M, and Alabama. There's potentially four losses out there.
There's four losses potentially on there, I think. But also, because the schedule is potentially not great, it depends on how it looks at the end of the season. They could get snubbed as a two-loss team because it's not the top 12 teams that make the playoff. In fact, the 12th ranked team is almost certainly going to be left out of the playoff.
Yeah, because of the bids from the G5 schools. God, right?
So even if a team that's outside of the top 12 wins the conference, they're in.
Gross. Yes.
Like a Power 5.
It is the way the playoff works, if you don't recall, it is the five top ranked conference champions, it's five. The five top ranked conference champions have auto bids.
Okay, what's the fifth conference though? It used to be the Pac-12.
Whomever. So it could also be if the ACC, one year, just for example, if the ACC is so dog shit that the Mountain West and the AAC have higher ranked conference champions than the ACC, and then there's obviously Big Ten, Big 12, and SEC, then the ACC does not have an auto bid.
Interesting.
That's how the auto bid system works, because de facto, you would assume that the four major conferences will have the four highest ranked or four of the five highest ranked conference winners.
I think that scenario where they lose four games is super unlikely.
I
think a more likely scenario is
two.
One of maybe A&M drops out of the top 25 before that game, but then probably either Auburn or fucking South Carolina pops in for a minute. Right. So who knows?
Who knows?
Like, I think three or four top 25 wins, maybe just three. Two losses, maybe three. Maybe. I think three would be. I don't think three losses are on here.
And by the way, one thing that I think is going to happen this year with the playoffs, because I obviously put a lot of thought into this with Missouri, but it could happen with anyone, is me and Dan, this is actually Dan's idea. What will probably happen is it'll be like college basketball, where your wins are more important than your losses to an extent. Mm-hmm. So like, they're better off winning two of those three huge games,
beating
Bama and Oklahoma, getting those two scalps on their resume, and then drop. But if they lose two games, they're better off doing it to like
South Carolina,
or Auburn, or right?
Even Auburn,
it's more important to have a big win than what your losses.
Yeah,
are.
Well, we can like bottom line: if they go into Alabama, beat Alabama, they're in the playoff. There's no way they're getting left out. Unless they lose four other games.
Yeah.
There's no way. But how good? That math doesn't add up. You're not going into Tuscaloosa and winning that game and not beating fucking Oklahoma at home.
Do you still have that fat kicker?
He's in the NFL now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt, dude. So is his next game, Lindenwood at Kansas.
Sorry, what?
Yep. Lindenwood.
Lindenwood sounds like a dude's name.
It sounds like a jail. So it sounds like a juvie jail.
Lindenwood was a junior. It's in St. Louis or in St. Charles, which is right next to St. Louis. It was a junior college until a couple years ago. They're not like crazy Christian like Liberty, but they're trying to take the Liberty route and just like get more students through sports, basically.
Yeah.
So their basketball team went D1 a couple years ago, and their football team is now, I guess, being legitimized. And gross. So, yeah, they're trying to
Lindenwood
get these pay games. I think I have Lindenwood by 10.
Yeah. I know you hate Kansas, Bob. I'm going to agree with you here because I never knew the name of their stadium. Were you aware that it's Children's Mercy Park?
That is
that's a hospital in fucking.
That's not their stadium. They're playing. I believe they're playing this game at the MLS stadium.
Yeah, it's
Kansas
the MLS
City.
Stadium.
It's children. I've got Children's Mercy Park.
Kansas doesn't play in Kansas City, Kansas. That's just south of Kansas City, Missouri.
They okay, why are they doing that then?
Because
it's midway between the two universities, probably.
Kansas City's a huge KU town, so that's like the capital of KU alumni. So they're playing a game in KC,
and they're playing at a children's park.
No, that's Children's Mercy is the name of a hospital in the Midwest.
Yeah,
a children's hospital.
Okay,
it's a
and they
MLS
sponsor
stadium.
The fucking
MLS
stadium.
I don't. Hey,
they're
guys,
trying to get that Purdue fucking cancer kid magic.
Guys, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that if.
Well, nobody's going to go to this. You know. Well, that's not true. This will be sold out.
Tickets are actually $47.
It'll be sold out. Dude, all the KU fans are there.
KU fans are going nuts. Yes. I mean, the team's horrible and they're ranked
for a horrible team like this for $47 a ticket. That's a decent price.
They're not horrible though.
I mean, like. Historically, they're horrible, and they're ranked again, and so it's like a big...
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're hyped.
Yeah. It looks like a nice stadium. Pop it up.
Again,
is that it right there?
Yeah, it's an MLS stadium, like a legit... Right. It's where the... what do you call them?
Kitty Touchers play?
No, what's the name of the Kansas City team?
The Pedos?
It's just Sporting KC. It used to be the Wizards. KC, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can't do that.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. Yeah.
Because of the whole...
Grand Wizards? Yeah, I can't do that.
Nazzy. No spread on this game either because Lindenwood, obviously not a real school.
No, it's a juvenile detention program.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Southern Utah at Utah. I like Utah this year. I think Utah is going to end up sneaking into the playoffs if Cam Risen is healthy. There's no spread on this because it's Southern Utah, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
And everybody's getting warmed up over there.
I mean, it's going to be 90 degrees at kickoff. In Salt Lake City, that's warm for Salt Lake
City.
The air is going to be super dense.
Yep.
If you don't know about Salt Lake City, it's in a basin and it has something called inversion. So typically, what happens is we all know heat rises, cold falls, right?
Yep.
So heat will come over the top of an area and it'll start to drop as the temperature decreases, and it kind of does this and it blows the air out and it keeps the air fresh, right? It doesn't happen in Salt Lake City. It's got the worst air quality
it's
in the
awful.
Country. Even right now, the air quality in Salt Lake City is equal to the early 90s in LA when they had smog everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's how thick it is. You can't see it, but it's the air is like super thick there.
I think it's worse than LA.
Now it definitely is. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Like LA's not even close anymore. But smog in the early part of the 90s in LA was really bad. But it's Salt Lake City today is commensurate to 90s LA.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be 90 fucking degrees there. This is going to be a miserable game.
Gross.
If something comes out with an under for this, I would take it.
Maybe. And how long are you going to play him? Like, keep him healthy.
One quarter.
Yeah.
Maybe two. Treat it like a preseason game.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you can run the ball against Southern Utah the whole time, never throw a pass and still win. So
you're
why would
fine.
You?
Well, I agree.
Don't let that dude get hurt this early in the goddamn season.
I agree. Next up, Friday night games. Those are fun. We'll probably be watching this from Clean's condo down there in Atlanta. Temple at Oklahoma. Oklahoma minus 42.5. Oklahoma's coming in at 16 this year. It's a strange team for Oklahoma. Like, you keep wanting them to put it back together, and then they just aren't for some reason. But then they also re-signed the head coach for another 6 years on top of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's their quarterback this year?
Jackson Arnold. He's a pretty big prospect.
He's from west side of Dallas. Actually, they got a couple of Dallas area quarterbacks on their team. But yeah, I think he's a true sophomore, right? He's not a redshirt. I think he's a true sophomore.
Yeah, he's 19 years old. He was a 5-star quarterback. Yeah. He was the number 4 quarterback in his class.
He got a little time last year. Looked really good in short, like a couple. I think he played, 2 or 3 games. Looked good. I mean, a little while with the ball through some picks and stuff, but I think I think he's good.
I like when Oklahoma's good, so I hope they come out of this right. Obviously, they're going to win this game by 42.5. Who knows? Look, if you've watched the show over the years, luckily, the contract we signed with MyBookie, we do not have to pick every fucking game like a lot of these shows do. I'm not going to tell you to bet a 42.5 point spread here against Temple on a Friday night. And Norman, I can tell you it'll be packed. Kids will be going crazy and you'll get a chance to see this team, but there's much better games to bet on. And like the next one, for example, which we'll be at. Now, this one I'm going yard on. This is Clemson against Georgia, neutral site, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia.
Neutral-ish.
We'll be able to. Yeah, exactly. For Georgia fans, it's what, a 2.5 hour drive. Clemson, what are you looking at? 6.5, probably? Somewhere in there?
13.5.
No, drive. 6.5 hour drive from Clemson?
To Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
No, it's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, oh, no
two,
shit.
It's, yeah, that's pretty close.
It may not even be 2.5. It may just be 2. It's close.
It's 2.5 almost to the dot.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Well, then shit, you're pretty much equidistant there. So it should be.
It'll be a
Clemson
mixed stadium.
Clemson fans travel. Yeah, they travel.
Clemson fans are just all over the place for some
fuck
reason.
Yeah.
It's like Braves or Cubs or something. They're just fucking everywhere.
It's weird, man.
I mean, it's a big school, but it's not as big as Ohio State.
No, not even close. Not even close.
Well, anyways. So, yeah, this is Georgia 13.5. I think that's a little high, to be honest, for the first game.
I agree.
These are two pretty good defensive teams. Although, don't underestimate Carson Beck. I think he's a front runner for Heisman right now, right? He's the number one front runner.
He's the favorite.
He's good. I don't know what the receiver core looks like. Georgia's had issues the last couple years with their fucking defensive backs. We'll see how that plays out.
Yep.
We'll see if Klubnik can take advantage of that shit. I think that's going to be – if you're Clemson, you got to come out and immediately test that and see if they fix that defensive back problem. Go deep on the first drive, maybe the first play, offensive play, right? And see what that looks like and see if you can get ahead a little bit. But these are two really good teams. Georgia's obviously better, but this is not a gimme.
I kick this up a half a point, and I take Clemson plus 14.
That's what I have.
And that's what I'm going to do.
Even a push, I mean, it'll make it a good game.
Here's what I'm really curious about with this Clemson team this year. Is the Dabo Swinney model going to work of just building a team, having them stay together and grow up together and get good, versus buying these players in and shuttling them in and out of quarterback positions and shit like that? He's not doing that there. It's working in college basketball. Could this work in college football? I think so. Because the way they're spending money, take Miami. You said they got the $10 million quarterback there. Great, but they don't have – who's the rest of their team?
Yeah, I don't know. But Klubnik can run the ball a little bit.
Yep.
Maffa can run the ball really well. He was better than Will Shipley last year. Shipley's gone. He's with the Eagles now.
Shipley was like their all-around dude, though.
Yeah, he can catch the ball well as well. So I don't know how they're going to backstop Shipley because he got a lot of touches. He got about, of the designed run plays for running backs, I think he got about 45%, give or take. But they threw to him a lot, too. So I don't know who's coming from there. As far as receivers go, they didn't have any real standout, in my opinion, last year.
For either team?
For either team, yeah.
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 Well, I guess, do you believe in Ladd McConkey? I don't know, man.
We put up numbers, but...
Yeah, and Dominic Lovett has put up good numbers as well. Also, I want to note that the last two big opening games Kirby Smart has had for the season, he hasn't had any in like 2 or 3 years, but he played Clemson in 2020 and Oregon in 2021, Georgia did.
Yep.
And those teams scored a combined 6 points against Georgia in those games.
Kirby's going to come out pissed. They should have won the Natty last year. Let's be real.
Yeah, well, Florida State should have come out pissed, too. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we're talking about two different fucking coaches.
But
Norvell and Smart.
And two different style of teams. Like, Georgia loads up on NIL. I think they're number two.
Yeah.
A&M is number one as far as money spent. Georgia's number two. Ohio State's number three. But I'm really curious in this model. Like, I'd be shocked if Dabo got blown out opening day again.
Yeah.
Me personally.
I don't think it'll happen. The only concern, I just don't know anything about their receiver core. I know they've got a pretty decent tight end.
I believe in Klubnik, though.
Yeah, Tyler Brown's a good receiver. Their tight end is good. I can't remember his name. Collins, one of their other top receivers, went to Notre Dame. So I don't know how that's all working
their
out.
Their defense is going to be... Clemson's defense is usually pretty fucking good. So, yeah. Give me the 14 here, and I'm going to take Clemson. Dan and I will be there at the game in Atlanta. And then the next game, which I'm sad we're going to miss because this is going to be a fun one, dude. Penn State at West Virginia. This is Penn State minus 8.5. Who you got?
I'll take Penn State.
Yep.
I know West Virginia's a quote-unquote spooky place to play, but they're fucking bad. The last three years especially, they've been really
turn
bad.
Turn around last year, Neil Brown saved his job.
If it was a night game, I would say, all right, cool, let's party. But no, I'm with you. I'm taking Penn State as well. I think Penn State's going to be very good this year.
I mean, they got beat by 23 in this same game last year.
Drew Aller, what is this, his third season now?
Yeah, he's...
He should be...
They got another good, they got another receiver too, and the defense allegedly is better than it was last year, which is
defense
pretty good fucking
nasty.
Defense.
Yeah.
So I think this is another like 40-15 game or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm 8.5. I'm good with that.
I'm with you. I'm taking Penn State as well, minus 8.5.
Defense is nasty. I would take the under.
Under what so that'll it? Be 51.5.
Yeah, that's not bad actually, to be honest. That might hit.
That's a 28-23 game.
Because if Alar, I mean, who knows if Alar comes out and he does really well, do you leave him in and let him get more right to boost his confidence? Or you like, all right, you're good. Let's fucking keep you out of this.
Tickets on Drinker Bros tickets for this game are going for $200 for the last row. So like people are amped.
This is a big game.
I think McAfee's going, right? Didn't he pull his crew to go to West Virginia for Saturday morning or something like that?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think he did, man. But yeah, this is a fun game and we'll probably watch it and wherever we're at, whatever fucking club thing or suite or whatever the fuck it is. But I'd like to have this on because this is a great game. I'm sad that they're on at the same time. Next up, we got Illinois State at Iowa. Iowa minus 22
under,
and a half.
The over-under is 40.5, and there's not one prayer. These guys are scoring 40 points.
Is Illinois State, though, an FBS school? Like, are they?
Who cares? Iowa's terrible.
The fact that there's a spread on this and an under of 40 against Illinois State is fucking mind-altering to me. Look, Iowa's always got a great defense. Hammer the under. I'm with you here. It's probably a 28-0 game,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in there.
Well, let's see if they played this game last year. Because it's not a, you can't always tell year to year for the same team or whatever the fuck, but Iowa, you can always tell.
Iowa averaged 17 points a game last year.
No, they didn't play these dicks last year.
No.
What about 22? Iowa State.
Where is Illinois State, Bob? Is it an FCS school?
It's in Normal, Illinois.
That's right, dude.
Oh, my God. What's MVFC?
Missouri Valley Football Conference.
Oh, yeah, so it's
this
not.
Is embarrassing, dude. The so, fact that there's a spread on this and an under.
In the last two.
Illinois State.
Iowa's the only team in the FBS that would have a spread on this game, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't fucking score any points.
Iowa last year beat Utah State, who is a respectable like
mid-major,
by 10, but probably should have won by more. In 2022, they beat South Dakota State 7-3
to open God, the season. Good God, man.
And
well, let me guess, the one touchdown was special teams.
Almost certainly.
God damn.
I mean, they have like unimpressive wins against mid-major teams or whatever you want to call it, G5 teams every year. 2021, Colorado State, they beat by 10. 22 with South Dakota State.
Hammer the under. That's what we're telling you. Hammer the under 40.5 is what that is. So I'm in on that. Next up is Chattanooga, the Mocs. Love the Moccasins against Tennessee. It's at Tennessee. Weird kickoff time here, 12:45.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
It's a 1:45 local. I'm curious to see how I'm very curious to see how Tennessee starts to rebuild now.
Because Milton's gone.
Yeah, Milton's gone.
Looked great the other nights, or whatever the opposite of that is in the NFL. He was terrible.
Yeah, not great.
So, yeah, look, Tennessee's got all new people and everything else. They had it figured out with Hooker, and then after that.
Yeah, they have their top receiver from last year. Their second receiver is gone. He's in the Raiders practice squad. Third receiver, or their tight end, is on the Eagles practice squad now, I think. I mean, it's they're back to square one, maybe, right? I just don't know any of these guys.
This is a four-loss team at minimum.
Nah, I don't know.
This is Heupel. What are you talking about? Do not do this.
Isn't Heupel the guy that gets worse every fucking year?
He does, but I think Tennessee has a path.
They don't.
Tennessee does not have a path.
They got to play
Alabama and Georgia.
I mean,
Oklahoma, maybe they win, but it's on the road. But Alabama and Georgia, those are at least two losses.
They got a 6'6 freshman quarterback.
Then they play at Arkansas. That's tough.
Dude, Heupel gets worse every year. They are lacking in talent this year. They get NC State week two. They get them at home, but like, don't sleep on that fucking game. This could be a 4-5 loss team.
They got a it's a new team, freshman quarterback. I'm with you, Bob.
Yeah, but they could also be good, right? I mean, this game doesn't matter because there's not going to be a spread against Chattanooga, but it's something to watch to see if they can fucking put it together before that NC State game.
And by the way, Vols fans, we love you. I love when Tennessee's great. We had a fucking blast there. Matter of fact, we tried to sign your school here. They said yes. We said yes. The number was really high, though, and we're going to try to achieve it next year with WeFunder.com/HardAFSeltzer. But we love you. I know the fan base is there. We want you to be good, so please don't think I'm talking shit. Just got to string together for 3-4 years here instead of just that one. But that one was fun with Hooker. Where's he at? He's in Minnesota now?
No, he's in Detroit.
That's right. He's the backup for Jared Goff. That's right. Could have used him in Minnesota this year. Next up, we got South Dakota State versus Oklahoma State. Very surprising spread on this. This is Oklahoma State -9.5. Is Ollie Gordon playing?
Yes, Oklahoma State with a Heisman finalist potential.
Yeah.
Ollie Gordon ain't shit.
He's really fucking good, but I know he got arrested. Is he playing this game? What?
I don't know, but
he is.
I mean, serious, yeah.
No. So Gundy literally said his punishment for Ollie Gordon's DUI, I'm going to hand the ball off more. He's going to get 50-60 carries.
Shut the fuck up. Did he really say that?
I think I'm looking at their schedule the last couple seasons. I think the last Division One school they played was Iowa opening week in 22.
And they lost by 4.
And it was 7-3.
South Dakota State back in the day used to upset KU a couple times. They actually gave Missouri a game for a minute. When Carson Wentz was there.
Did they? No. He went to North Dakota
State. I forget who it was.
South Dakota State won the Natty last year for the FCS.
I can't remember. But I will say this. FCS, number 2 rushing defense team in the FCS.
Cool. That doesn't mean anything against Ollie Gordon.
It clearly does, because Vegas has this at Oklahoma State -10.
That's
9.5.
A ranked team playing an FCS team at home, and they're not double digit favorites.
I'm still going to take it. Why it's 9.5 is because they want you to
do it. It's at 9.5?
9.5.
They're playing national.
I'll buy that down to 9.
They're playing national champions, guys.
Yeah, they're not.
I'll buy that down to 9.
Ollie Gordon carrying the ball 50, 60 times. Give me Oklahoma State. I'll take Oklahoma State in this one.
This, like, maybe his only game before he gets another DUI.
He might.
So
we don't know.
They'll run him into the ground.
We're not sure how hard he's going to be partying. Next up is Akron at Ohio State here. Spread is Ohio State -49.
Give me the zips.
None. No. Taking this. Just kicking it down a half a point. I know what you're thinking out there, Ross. That's a lot. You typically don't do that. This is the team they spent the money on. They got all the people for. They want to show it off. I expect them to cover this in the first half, to be honest with you. And that defense is the very best in the nation for Ohio State. It's the only reason I'll fucking take this game. That's it. I think this will be the over-under is 58.5.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be a 66-3 game, somewhere in there. But I'm taking it as a fan of this, but 50 points on any game is fucking retarded in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But I do think Ohio State's going to put up 60+, and I also think that so if there's a team over that 60+ on my bookie, I'll probably take that.
Okay.
But Akron, they might. I don't even know if a field goal is in the question for them, to be honest, because that Ohio State defense is fucking nasty. I mean,
it's the best in the nation.
Between them, Georgia and Penn State, like, you're good fucking luck scoring on those guys.
Yeah, Michigan's got a good defense too. I'll give them a shout out as well. But
Akron's one of the worst teams in the FBS.
Yeah, so this is gonna be a fucking blow up. Fun time. Go to Varsity Club afterwards, you know, rage. But and at least it's a fucking 3:30 game. Shit, Richard Dinoff, we're doing Hard AF Seltzer tents for his tailgate out there. So pop on out there.
Yeah, they'll probably get started around fucking 6 a.m.
They always do. They'll always be there at 6 a.m. Next up, we got Colorado State at Texas. Lázaro López will be at this game. He was just here last week and gave him his ticket. So find him, take some photos of him, and he's getting super drunk for this one. He's on the 50. But he's in the last row up there. Row 54, if you want to go look for him up top on the 50. This is Texas -32. surprised that there is a spread on this game.
I mean, Colorado State, remember, took and these aren't commensurate teams, obviously, but they took Colorado to OT four, oh, wait, six OTs. It was like 48-45
yeah.
Final.
Uh-huh.
They can score a little bit. Texas is pretty good.
Yeah.
I would just stay away from a 32 point. I mean, maybe they do, but like, why?
You know why? You know why Vegas in my bookie does this? Because they probably think it's a 35 point spread, and then they're trying to cock tease you into it. Where typically you could set this at 34 and a half, and it wouldn't really matter. 32 though, you're like, oh yeah, fuck it. As a fan, I'll do it. We'll flip it for what I just said about Ohio State. I'm betting that as a fan because I think it's going to be absolute destruction. I'm sure there's going to be Texas fans who are betting this spread, right? At minus 32, they're going to be like, yeah, we'll win by 35 at home in the opener. And that's probably why they do it, to be honest with you. Next up, great game here, potentially. Potentially. I don't know what Florida is going to do if they have another losing season. I mean, they got to fire that coach. Mm-hmm. So he's on the hot seat already. This is Miami at Florida in the swamp. Miami minus 2.5 on the road. Who do you got?
I mean, I don't think either one of these teams should be allowed to win this game.
I like Cam Ward, man. He's fucking good. I think just because of him, they cover 2.5. So I'm in on Miami on this one. Florida, I don't know who they got. Like, the recruiting class wasn't great. I don't know what's wrong with this team. They used to be a powerhouse, and then it all went out the window when Urban Meyer left. They've been shitty ever since. So
yeah, well, there's like five good college coaches, and this is a whole new era of college football too.
Yeah,
like that old school shit doesn't work anymore.
You don't believe in the Graham Mertz?
They
era?
Still have Graham Mertz,
no,
a quarterback.
I do not. He was the Wisconsin quarterback. He's going to be starting this year, and he wasn't great at Wisconsin. What's going to make him better down in Florida?
He was at Florida last year, too.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, he was not bad at Florida. 20 TDs, 3 interceptions.
Where is this game? Is it in our...
It's in the swamp. In Gainesville. It's in the swamp.
Oh, it's in the swamp. Florida by a touchdown.
No.
Take the dog.
Yeah, no. Take the dog. Home dog.
Taking fucking Miami, dude. Cam Ward on his own will win this game.
And
I promise
Florida,
you. By a field goal.
Florida needs
this. It's a 2.5.
Miami's soft.
Miami's soft. Miami's coach sucks too, by the way.
Both of these teams.
I agree. Florida's not going to be very good this year. They might win 5 games, but they're still going to beat Miami in the swamp.
Miami's incompetent.
I'm all in on Miami in this one. I'm telling you, Cam Ward is really fucking good, and he will win this game by a field goal. I'll be putting a decent amount of cash on this, for sure. What about you?
No.
No, huh?
Nope.
All right.
I don't think either of these teams deserves my confidence.
It's fun though. This is a 3:30 game in the afternoon. So once Georgia Clemson is done, yeah, boom, pop on over here.
They cannot lose this game if they want to make a bowl. Like, this is a must win game out the gate.
Which team?
Both.
For Florida, for both probably, but for Florida especially. Like, Florida's got the worst schedule in the country, or the hardest schedule in the country.
Yeah, they have no shot to make any bowl game whatsoever. Look, they start with Miami. They got Texas A&M. Then they got Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Texas.
No, they have a 4-week stretch.
Ole Miss,
of
Florida State.
They have a 4-week stretch of Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss.
And UCF.
UCF is in there too.
Just relax with that.
You're Big 12 champs.
Miami might have the worst schedule in the entire country.
As far as being easy?
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah.
After Florida, they've got Florida A&M, Ball State, South Florida, Virginia Tech, Cal, Louisville. Louisville might be okay. Florida State, who's not going to be ranked 10th by that fucking time.
They're
going to
be
ranked 10th next week. Duke, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, and at Syracuse.
It's awful.
Miami could win the ACC.
You should win the ACC with that fucking schedule. You don't have to play Clemson.
Pencil in a Georgia Tech dub right now.
And maybe a South Florida
potentially.
Win.
I wouldn't be shocked, man. To be honest,
but I still got them beating Florida. That's how bad Florida is.
If Miami wants to make the playoff, they also have to win this game.
Yes,
so this 100%. Is a humongous game.
I'm sure they know that too. I don't think Florida has any delusion about making the playoff. Frankly,
no.
Right?
No.
So I think Florida probably comes out a little chippy and starts fucking shit up.
Napier needs to save his job this year.
Sure does. He's out of there if he does not win this year. Those fans were pissed. You and I sat with their boosters. We met with him for Hard AF too, and they're pissed off down there.
Yeah, they should be.
So he's on the hot seat. Look, they've got the worst schedule of all time. In my opinion, this guy's fired. Like, there's no way he can save his job. And it'll start week one when he loses to Miami. I can promise you that. It's only, their schedule only gets worse after that. Next up, you got Western Kentucky at Alabama. Spread is 31.5.
Kind of surprised there's a spread on this, but I guess it's a new offense, so we'll see.
Keep in mind that Nick Saban's not there either.
Yeah, but still, man, it'd be one thing if it was like some new coach with a non-offensive style coming in, but this dude's an air raid motherfucker, man. I mean, they're going to fucking score points. I'm taking Alabama on this.
I am too. And if it was Saban, I would not. Because Saban would never cover a 32-point spread. He didn't care enough.
Not week one. He didn't care. Yeah.
He didn't care enough. I think this guy does, and he's got something to prove. It's a night game at Alabama.
I mean, you want to set the tone,
sold
man.
Sold out. Fuck yeah, you do. It'll be sold out. That place will be rocking, and he's got to prove who he is mm-hmm. to Bama fans and be like, hey, dude, there's no drop-off.
Yeah.
We're Bama. There's no drop-off. I think he's got to win this game.
This could be a fucking the start of a new empire in Alabama, to be honest, with the recruiting capabilities they have and an air raid offense in the SEC, mm-hmm. right? I mean, fuck, they could, because one thing aside from the last year or two that Alabama never lacks for is the three or four best goddamn receivers in the entirety of college football.
Yeah.
They've usually got one or two of the top five.
And in the last couple of years, they haven't. So we'll see. But
the only thing is, their fans are going to be really pissed if, you know, it's a 2 or 3 loss season every year. Even though he might sneak into the playoffs, if they lose 3 games a year,
yep,
they're going to be like, Saban.
Do you think
the
fans in the NCAA are going to start adjusting to that a little bit? As long as you win your rivalry game and you make it to the second round of the playoffs or something like that. Because it's a new world now. It's not just 4 teams. It doesn't matter if you lose 2 games anymore.
There ain't no other Nick Saban. Except
and there's not one coming either.
No, and hearing him and Urban on that podcast together the other day,
yeah.
I don't think Urban's coming back either after hearing
it. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
Next up, we got Furman at Ole Miss. Tickets are $10, and that's all I can say about this game.
Yeah.
There is no spread. It's Furman, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
Same with the next game, UT Martin.
K-State.
Against Kansas State. Avery Johnson's their starter this year. A lot of hopes and dreams out of him.
$36 for these tickets. That's not a bad price considering it's UT Martin. Yeah,
I mean, Kansas State parties.
Their fans like fucking football too.
Fuck yeah. They rage
even,
down
even when they suck, they show up. So
yeah.
They can make the playoff easy.
Kelly from Vegas will probably be there on the opener in Labor Day weekend. She's a diehard K-State fan. Next up, you got Idaho at Oregon.
Good Lord. This shouldn't even be allowed.
No.
Somebody's going to get hurt in this game.
No. The only thing I can say about this, RDF Seltzer will be in Idaho and Oregon in September, and that's really all I can say about that.
Yeah.
Because there's no spread on this game. Tickets are $11 there in Eugene. Next up, we got Notre Dame against Texas A&M for the night game. Here we go. This is Texas A&M -3 at home. Whew. Who you got?
Notre Dame. +3, 100%. Okay. Yeah, you give me points with them. They're way better than Texas A&M.
Look, they brought the quarterback over from Duke. They've been doing this thing where they're pulling quarterbacks.
Yeah, here's the
every
catch.
Year
here's
as well.
The catch.
Yep.
A&M's coach,
yep.
Duke has the book on him.
I agree, and for that reason, I think I'm going to take A&M, but I'm going to kick this down 0.5. You know me. If it's 7 or 3, I always buy down 0.5. So I'm going to go with A&M -2.5. Simply because the coach knows him, man. He knows this kid. He knows all his faults and weaknesses. He doesn't even need the game tape. He fucking lived it. So
I don't even care about that. Notre Dame's not losing the opening game of a season. When's the last time they lost game one?
This place will be fucking rocking, dude. And that coach has got a lot to prove as well. So they fired Jimbo to get to this guy. I've got A&M -2.5 there.
The only time in recent memory where Notre Dame lost game one of the season was at Ohio State. It ain't happening, bud.
Okay. I'm sticking with Texas A&M here. Notre Dame, we'll see. It's still going to take these first games for these quarterbacks that transfer. It's still going to take a minute to get adjusted to this shit. And on the road at A&M is no joke, dude. It's going to be 95 degrees at kickoff, for Christ's sake. So it's going to be hot as fuck. Next up, we got Fresno State at Michigan. Surprise, there's a spread on this game. 21 points here.
Michigan's got a whole new set, too.
They do.
They're bringing back one of their running backs, but Corum's gone. Fucking McCarthy's
Donovan
gone.
Donovan Edwards is great.
Yeah, McCarthy's gone, though, and we'll see.
I like their backup quarterback.
Defense is great.
I think Orji's really fucking good. He can run the ball. Defense is great this year. I think Michigan's going to be fine. I think, I mean, we'll see what the sanctions are. The Connor Stallions doc just dropped this morning.
It's not coming for a couple years.
I haven't watched probably, it yet.
Right? At least one more year.
I'll watch the doc. We'll see. But I know that it's out. I got tagged in it a bunch this morning. Look, kick this down to 20.5. I'll buy down a half a point. And I'll take
Fresno
Michigan.
Fresno State's not bad, though, right?
Yeah, they're okay.
They made some pretty quality bowl games the last couple of years.
And also, how much is Michigan going to open up the playbook with Texas coming in week two?
Yeah. It's a good point.
It's a night game, though. You still want to show out for the fans.
Former UCF great Mikey Keene.
I mean, it's a new coach that's got to set a tone.
Sharon Moore, this is his first game. He's got to set the tone. I think they cover, but I'm going to kick it down a half a point to 20.5.
Fresno won 9 games last year, including games at Purdue, at Arizona State.
Oh, yeah.
At Boise State as well.
That Arizona State game was a big upset.
I'm still going Michigan.
And they won bowl games in what, 2 of the last 3 years, I think? Or check. 3 of the last 3. They may have won
Fresno's
3
a legit.
Yeah,
G5
they've won.
Program.
They've won 3.
They beat New Mexico.
They won 3.
They beat Wazoo the year before.
Yeah, and then they beat UTEP the year before that. But still, they're making the bowl games and they're winning their bowl games. So don't sleep on them.
I'm still taking Michigan.
No, Michigan's gonna fucking. I think it's gonna be more than 21. To be honest, I'm not even gonna bump it because I think that dude needs to fucking set a tone.
Yeah, I agree. And their defense is really fucking good.
Yeah.
Next up, you got New Mexico at Arizona.
This one actually is surprising to me that there's a spread on it.
32.
Yeah. I mean, that's a spread you would see midseason for an Ohio State versus a conference team, right? Like Purdue or some shit.
Yeah, and they're coming off a loss to Montana State last week, which we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I'm not going to bet this because I don't know what Arizona is this year, but I'm fucked that.
They brought back... For some reason, their entire offense did not leave with Jed Fish.
Yeah, it was weird, man. So they stayed. Maybe they're all back.
I mean, they had a good year last year too. Yeah. Yeah.
32 points though is a lot.
It's too much for them, but maybe they do it. I'd like to see them do it. It's Arizona's been on the come up the last couple of years as a football team.
Look, we'd love to go. Okay, we want to go to Arizona. We want to go to Arizona.
No, Arizona's in Tucson, bud. You don't want to go to Tucson.
Both our college towns are fun. I've been to both. I'm in. I'd love for you guys to be good.
Can I pitch the UCF Arizona State game in Tempe?
What's the date?
It's like in November.
Yeah, maybe. It'll be nice then.
It will be nice in November, actually.
The good thing about Arizona State is that it doesn't get too cold. So let me put this delicately, the wardrobe stays the same.
Sure.
So. Keep that in mind when you're making your decisions out there, folks.
Yeah. Next up, we got a Sunday night game, which is a blast.
This is a fucking... I don't know if it's going to be a great game or not, but this is super cool that they're doing this opening week with a ranked matchup like this.
In Vegas,
yeah.
Sunday night, at USC against LSU. LSU -4.5. Who you got?
I got the over.
At 64.5?
64.5, yeah.
Yeesh.
Because I think unless LSU has done something dramatic
with their defense,
this is going to be
check it out. They have.
Okay, tell me, run me down.
They got a really good defensive coordinator in the offseason.
They got Missouri's defensive coordinator from last season,
really?
Blake Baker. Oh, no. He is one of the best defensive coordinators going right now.
Miller Moss is going to torch that defense still.
USC and Lincoln Riley sucks
they
ass.
Don't suck.
LSU smash the 4.5.
Don't sleep on USC this year. They're going to be
sleep
fine.
Sleep all over them.
I've
to bed.
It is night time. It is DocParsley.com time. It is Sleep Remedy time. It is Ghost Bed time. It is night time.
Who's their starting
USC.
Quarterback?
Miller Moss. He tossed 6 touchdowns in the bowl game.
Okay. Bowl games, nobody's even playing in it anymore. So, no. LSU. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, it was a game.
I think that over is fun, too. It's 64.5.
They played Louisville. I mean, that's a good team.
Who did?
USC in a bowl game.
It's not that. It's nobody plays their starters anymore in the fucking. All these kids sit out.
All right. Well, if LSU's defense is better, I'll probably take them 4.5.
I'm taking LSU for sure because I think USC is garbage trash.
I think LSU is a dark horse for the SEC championship.
Maybe, yeah. And the way fucking USC runs their offense these days under this administration, if we want to call it that, relied on Caleb Williams making something out of nothing and running for his life all the time. Do they have another guy coming down the pipe that can do that?
They got a better quarterback for the system.
And that's fine, I guess, that he might be better than the Heisman winner. But
for the system.
Lincoln Riley gets worse every year, just like Heupel. It sure does. Every year it is worse yeah. ROI.
And why does he always have a terrible defense? Like, I just don't understand it. Now, if you're LSU, you got USC this year, you got Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Alabama, and Oklahoma. It's a tough fucking
schedule.
This
is 2 years in a row.
I don't know how LSU makes the playoffs.
You remember LSU had the hardest schedule by far in all of college football last year.
Yeah.
I mean, by far, they had the hardest schedule.
They had the best offense. If they had any form of a defense, they probably could have won the national championship last year.
I think
they have to go on the road at Arkansas, too.
That's Arkansas sucks. Sam Pittman's about to get fired. Mm. At A&M is going to be tough, certainly. Alabama, anywhere, tough. Oklahoma, I think, is going to be beatable. I think they're going to win that game, but you never know. End of the year, that could be tough. Mm. I think they're going to beat Ole Miss. Like, I like LSU to beat Ole Miss. I like that they hire. I like their hire. I like their defense. That's Brian Kelly's last piece to win a natty. I'm not saying he does it this year, but I think they take the leap this year, and then next year you have one of those LSU Death Star years.
USC also brought in the D coordinator from UCLA last year. UCLA had a pretty good defense.
Yeah, they were. I mean, like, they definitely overperformed their talent level.
Yeah.
And they were the only team that played any. Well, no, Arizona did a little bit.
I do not have them in the playoffs, though. That schedule's too brutal.
I don't say they're a playoff team, but I'm just saying they're going to be a top 25 team all year.
I mean, if they win three of those five tough games, they're in the playoffs.
Well, they're winning
even with two, they're definitely winning this one. Yeah, I think so.
And we're all in at 4.5, and I'll cock tease that over under. This is going to be a fun game to watch because it's going to be high scoring, and then we'll see what happens with LSU's defense this year. Last but not least, to round us out on Monday nights. By the way, we scheduled all of our fantasy football drafts on Monday nights. That way you guys can put this game on in the background, drafts for Drinking Bros Sports, and have a good laugh. Because this is Florida State again. This is Ukulele again. He's at home. It's Boston College is coming to town. This is FSU -15.5.
Boston College +15.5.
Tommy Cassianos, let's go.
I'm all in on BC, baby.
I'm not even kidding.
I'm not either.
I think the bottom falls out here for Florida State, and Ukulele is the worst quarterback in college football. Everybody knows that.
Yep.
Total DEI hire. I think Florida State gets embarrassed at home.
I do too, man. I
don't think they're going to lose the game, but I think they barely win this game.
I think they barely win it, too. What's the... Season.
The over is 50.5.
God damn it, dude. I don't know that they get there.
I think they bounce back.
I don't think they get there.
What are they going to bounce back with?
They're at home.
They're not good.
They're humiliated.
Their lines on both sides look terrible.
I know.
I mean, that's just an effort problem.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe it's the pitch, you know? Maybe it's just a weird Ireland thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop your energy level. That fucks with your depth perception.
Maybe they're partying. Who knows?
Maybe.
I don't know, man. This is a mess. I love it because I'm going to take the points. I don't think I'm going money line on this.
I'm definitely taking the points too, but they've got to be
15.5.
They've got to be exhausted too from the travel and the fact that they didn't win the game. They're mentally and physically exhausted coming into this game. At least take a look. If you're not going to take Boston College, take a look at the first half under.
What's the first half under?
I don't know yet. Check it out.
It'll be about half of what the
It's usually 24, 25.5, somewhere in there. But I'm taking BC plus the points here, and I'm going to enjoy my night. Who's Florida State's the rest of their schedule here? Because this could get nasty for them.
It's not terrible. They get Clemson at home.
How's Memphis this year?
Memphis should be a solid G5 team.
Right?
Yeah.
What about Herschel?
There's a lot of whispers that Memphis could sneak into the playoffs.
What about Herschel? How's Herschel?
Yeah, how's Herschel doing down there? We'll find out. We'll be in Georgia this week.
Yeah, we'll check in on him. Yeah, we'll let you guys know how Herschel's doing.
Cal sucks. SMU sucks.
At SMU is a tough game. Clemson, tough game. And by the way, they have to play SMU the week before Clemson. So that's
two losses in a row.
SMU is terrible.
It's tough to
Miami
do back
sucks.
To back.
Terrible.
North Carolina, whatever. At Notre Dame's going to be tough. College of Charleston, then Florida.
Florida could be tricky as a rivalry game and maybe send away for. But I mean, also, he could be fired by that.
One more loss and they're done. They're out of the playoffs.
Billy Napier?
Yeah, Napier could be gone by then.
But one more loss, and Florida State is out of the playoffs.
Well, yeah, they can't lose in the conference.
Correct. And their toughest games are in conference. So you got Clemson. You got Miami. You got North Carolina. Who knows what they're going to be?
Just look at the road games, because the road games are where they could
At Miami's not tough. That's just not tough.
Yeah, it'll probably be a Florida State home game.
At Notre Dame's really going to be, but that's not even a conference game.
It does count towards a conference.
Does it?
Yeah. And I think Clemson wins it and ends their season. It wouldn't shock me if BC was able to pull this off, man. Coming back from Ireland, who fucking knows, man? That's a mess over there. Wonder if Dion pops in next year. Mm-hmm. You know? That's his dream job. We'll see. You get rid of Norvell and bring in Dion here if you lose 3 or 4 games this year out of this team.
I wouldn't either.
But weirder things have happened. Who knows? Breaking news here on the NFL front. OBJ to miss the first 4 games there. Is he getting fucking hurt again?
Who knows?
God damn it, man. Yeah, pup list.
Also, Desmond Ridder got cut. So, Derek, I know you're out there. I know you're listening.
Yeah.
Cincinnati guy.
Hey. It was another Falcons draft pick that I told you was going to be dog shit. And I was like, oh, no, Ridder's good. Ridder's good. He's not good. He's terrible.
How do you draft Ridder and Penix within the course of 4 years?
I don't know.
That's a Cleveland Browns move.
Sure is.
Like, for real.
Sure
and
is.
And it's almost inconceivable that happened.
Yeah.
But then I look at that 28-3, and I'm like,
You know, Ridder wasn't a first-round pick, at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
fair enough.
He was third, I think?
Yeah,
third.
I think so.
Yeah. Still, I said not even to burn a third on that guy.
What a waste. I posted about the tattoo bet.
Oh.
And people have a lot of interesting ideas about that.
Okay.
One of them was if you lose, you have to get 28-3 tattooed on your body somewhere. Oof,
that would hurt.
Yeah. Somewhere that you can see, like on the top of your thigh or something like that.
Let's see. I'm reading this now. So after we got off air last night, it's a true story. I bet $1,000. You're on that text thread. Mm. Put $1,000 on Seattle -5 over Denver opening day. And then I posted on Twitter last night after Derek said the Broncos won 10 games this year. And he says, St. James Street, James, you're going to have to sell a lot more hard AF seltzer to cover your losses after the season. No. And then you responded with the tattoo thing. So here's some of the ideas here.
Yeah, Bob, do you just want to pull it up on Twitter?
Hot Tua is in there. I can read it if you want to.
Yeah,
you can pop it up. It says, so one of our listeners says Derek's got to get a tattoo of Ross riding Bo Nix like a Bronco.
Oh yeah, a misfit Patriot buddy of mine, Cowboys logo, which is bad for both guys.
Ooh.
And then another one was the Raiders logo for Derek.
Oh yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Let's see, his hand guiding his dad into his mom. Oh, Christ. Yeah. That's techno lobster.
This is, and the reason we're doing this, by the way, is to prove what I said was accurate, which is that we should never trust you assholes to be even involved in this process. But still, it is funny.
Joe Biden with the aviator sunglasses on with the caption, "Come on, man." Both Derek and I would hate that.
Canadian flag,
we would hate that. Hunter Biden, the one where he has the scarf, sunglasses, and skivvies
on. That's not
actually
a good
one.
That's the worst tattoo. I bet we could, Lasper would do that right now just for fun.
Yeah.
That's not a bad tattoo.
And then white dudes for Harris.
Yeah.
Popped up there.
And then Gary's mugshot is in there as well.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty funny.
Really funny. But either way, thank God college football is back. We'll see you Thursday night, University of Illinois. Join us at the tailgates. Free, brand new, 16-ounce hard AF seltzers, orange. First time we'll have them in the cans as well. We tasted them in the lab. They tasted like orange Fanta, so let's fucking go. Bet with us or against us at mybookie.com. Don't forget to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And always bet against DJ Ukulele. 15.5, I'm all in for that Monday night game. Can't wait. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is College Football's Week 1 Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.